16 juz in the last two pages of the 15 bara, the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam is mentioned. The introduction is that on one occasion a person came to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and asked him that, "O Musa, who is the most knowledgeable amongst mankind?" So Nabi Musa alayhi salam said that, "I am." So this was not a lie, because Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was the Nabi of the time, and he was given a kitab, he was given the sharia, and he was knowledgeable amongst his people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not like his statement that, "I am the most knowledgeable." Whereas he could have attributed and said that Allah knows best, that only Allah knows who is the most knowledgeable. وَفُوقَ قُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Every above every person has knowledge, they sound more knowledgeable than that person. So nevertheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salam that there is a person, and referring to Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam, who is more knowledgeable than you, so go to him and seek the knowledge. So the incident is mentioned over here when Musa alayhi salam was accompanied by his servant Yushab ibn Nun rahmatullah alayhi, and they travel to what we call the Majma al-Bahrain, the two meeting of the two seas. And there Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was told as a sign that a fish that you will carry with you as fatkos, or a person that you will enjoy eating, and that very fish will at a certain spot will come to life and go back into the sea. At that very precise moment, at that place, you will meet Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam. So the incident is mentioned that they both of them go on a very long journey. And here also we learn many lessons from this incident, like between a student and a ustad, that even though Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was greater than Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was a Nabi, he was a Rasul, whereas Hazrat Khazir was only a Nabi. But when he came to knowledge, how he lowered himself, how he made effort, and Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi is mentioned this chapter, going out in a path of Allah seeking knowledge, and he mentions the whole incident. So nevertheless, they come to a certain place, and over there Hazrat Musa alayhi salam begins to sleep, and there Musa ibn Nuh notices that the miracle, that the fish that which they had consumed, and it came to life, and it caused a tunnel and went back into the sea. But when Musa alayhi salam woke up, Yusha ibn Nun had this intention to inform Musa alayhi salam, but Allah had willed that both he had forgotten, and they both carried on with the journey till such an extent they had to traverse a very far long distance. And then when he became very tired, Musa alayhi salam told him that, "Bring that fish, now let's consume it." So now he said, "Oh Musa, do you remember where we rested over there?" And he explained that how the fish came into life again, and went back into the sea and caused a tunnel. So Allah, Musa alayhi salam was informed, and thereafter they traced their steps were backwards. In other words, they returned and they went to that very place, and there they found the Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam, and there Musa alayhi salam makes salam to him, and he tells him that, "O Khazir, that al attabiuka ala an tu'allimani mimma ulimta rushda, can I follow you on condition that now you teach me this knowledge that which I don't know." So yawan is the ilm zahir, that the knowledge of sharia, this Hazrat Musa alayhi salam he knew about, but there were certain ilm batin, the inner secrets or the hidden things, certain things which only few people or few servants of Allah had, and that's one of those Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam. And Allah has given him this knowledge. Sometimes Allah on the actions maintains the system of this physical world. So this knowledge were two different things. So yeah, Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam, why is called Khazir? It is mentioned that wherever he had went, then green grass, lushness used to grow. That is why he was called Khazir or Khizr alayhi salam. So nevertheless, he tells Musa alayhi salam that, "Innaka lan tastatiya ma'iya sabra," that you will never able to bear with me, and you are able to encompass the knowledge that I've got. So Musa alayhi salam says, "Satajinuni insha'Allah." And very important, we learn from this to say insha'Allah. Yesterday we mentioned that, "Wala taqul inni shay'in inni fa'ilun dhalika ghada illa ayyasha'Allah." When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quraysh of Makkah came to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three questions, And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, I will inform you. But he had forgotten to say Inshallah. As a result, 15 days had passed where no wahi had come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So yeah, also we learned to say Inshallah. He said, Inshallah you will find me sabardar, and you will find me persevering, and you will find me patient. Thereafter, the incident is mentioned that if فَإِنْ تَبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْنِ. Khidr Ali Salam also makes this condition that if you sting, then don't ask me of anything until I inform you. So the first incident is mentioned that when he come to a certain ship over there, they were given permission to board the ship, and they did not even charge both of them, Hazrat Khazir and Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. When they board the ship, Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam removes a plank of timber from that ship, causing a defect in that ship. And as a miracle, water did not come into the ship. Some Mufassiri mentioned that that he had put a glass over there that did not cause the water to come into the ship. So yeah, Musa alayhi salam, thinking that these people offered us a free ride, did not even charge us, and now you are causing a defect on the ship. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is reprimanded, didn't I tell you that you will not have any sabr with me? So he tells, Musa alayhi salam tells him that indeed I have forgotten, forgive me. Thereafter, also on this incident is mentioned, while they were on the ship, a certain bird came on the edge of the ship, and with his beak drank 1-2 droplets of water. Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam, to make Musa alayhi salam understand the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our knowledge, he said, the knowledge that me and you have, that is Musa alayhi salam, Khazir alayhi salam, can be likened to the few drops of water that the bird is drinking with his beak. And the vast ocean and beyond that, it can be compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine how much of knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And the Anbiya alayhi salam, that little 1-2 drops, that's so much knowledge they had. And what is our position? So nevertheless, they carry on, and they come to when they find a little child that was playing around. And yeah, Hazrat Khazir alayhi salam had taken his life by killing him. And then Musa alayhi salam becomes infuriated, and he asks, how can you kill an innocent child? So again he asks, didn't I tell you, you're not able to make sabr with me? Then after he says that one more time I do it, then this is a separation between me and you. He also, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam had a right to object with regards to things which are done contrary to Sharia. But to make him understand the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things had to be materialized. And these things had to be shown to Musa alayhi salam, and showing the wisdom behind all his actions. So nevertheless, Allah, this person was killed, and they carry on the journey, and then they come to a certain town. They found that these people were very, very wicked. They did not accommodate them, did not welcome them, did not entertain them. And then Khidr alayhi salam found a wall that was leaning, and then he put it right. And then Musa alayhi salam told him, that why didn't you could have taken away through this? Then he said, قَالَ هَذَا فِرَاقُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِي. Now this is the end of it. This is the separation between me and you. Now I will tell you the inner secrets of all these things. Now he mentioned with regards to that boat, it belonged to miskeen. It belonged to a few people. And in Mufassirin mentioned there were 10 brothers. 5 of them were handicapped, and the other 5 brothers were very hard working. And yes, miskeen is mentioned because it could have meant that even though they had the boat, they did not have sufficient wealth to look after the needs. It was below nisab, whatever. And thereafter, Musa alayhi salam informed that there was a certain king who was very oppressive, and he used to seize the boats or any ships. But if they found any defect in that boat or ship, then he used to leave it. That is why I caused the defect. Then he told about the child. The child had, he had a mu'minin father and mother. And Musa alayhi salam was informed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Khazir alayhi salam, when this child will grow up, if he had to attain maturity and grow up, then not only he will become rebellious, he might even cause his parents to go on kufr and become renegades. So that is why he took out his life. But Allah is just, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very merciful. Allah said, فَأَرَدْنَا أَن يُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْهُ زَكَاةً أَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا. And we decided to replace them with someone just better. And it is mentioned in tafsir that that same very father and mother, later on the mother had conceived, and she gave birth to a child who was a girl. And that very girl became a mother of various Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So this also was the hikmah behind this. Thereafter he mentioned regards to the wall. It was indeed, it was leaning, and he mentioned beneath that wall there were treasures, belonged to yatims and to orphans. And these two parents, the Wakana Abuhuma Saliha, that the parents of these yatim were very extremely pious. So I intended that the wall be put stained, lest the people, the wicked people, take of the treasures. But when they come of age, when these two orphans come of age, now they were able to take the treasures and enjoy themselves. And then he tells Musa alayhi salam, وَمَا فَعَلْتُ عَنْ أَمْرِي, I did not do this on my own accord. ذَلِكَ تَعْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَرَ عَلِي صَبْرًا, that this all was done because of the system and divine wahi that was given to me. And as mentioned, you do not have the patience. On this, as the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, if Musa alayhi salam had remained patient, then many more surprising things will come to the fore. You could have learned many, many other things. So this was the incident between Hazrat Khazir and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذُلْقَرْنَيْنِ, that O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will ask about ذُلْقَرْنَيْن. Who was ذُلْقَرْنَيْن? ذُلْقَرْنَيْن was a very pious person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a lot of means, asbab, and he conquered many, many places. Whichever place he encountered, that place, that country became under his control. And he traversed to the east and the west, and in between, everything came under his dominion. And also, why he's called, he is not the Sikandar that he, of Macedonia or amongst the Greeks, that he is known as Zulqarnain. No, this is the Zulqarnain who was an upright person, and his advisor was Khazir alayhi salam. Whereas the Sikandar, he was a very a cruel person, and he was a kafir, and he had an advisor of Aristotle. So this was not the very same person that we are explaining, that referring to the person, Alexander the Great. So nevertheless, he come to a certain place, and people started complaining that there is a very tyrant people in the form of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, who is causing havoc, who plundering and calling pillage amongst us. So assist us so that we can stop them from causing harm to us. So Zulqarnain asked them to help him, and then he erects a wall. He erects such a wall fortified with iron and with molten copper. And then he blocks up the pass between the two mountains. And then he tells them that فَمَسْتَطَاعُوا أَن يَظْهَرُوهُ, that they were not able to scale this wall. وَمَسْتَطَاعُوا لَهُ نَقْبًا, and they were not able to even cast a hole in it. And قَالَ هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي, and he said, this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ رَبِّي جَعَلَهُ دَكَّا, but when the appointed time will come, then they will break a hole, they will make a hole, they will cause it to break into smithereens. And this is a wada and a promise which will be fulfilled. And on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَيْلُ لِلْعَرَبِ, that alas, the Arabs today, the time, the evil is drawing closer, and the Ya'juj and Ma'juj has caused a hole to be made in that very wall. And we know that as in Aqaid, it is going to be mentioned, inshallah, with regards to Ya'juj and Ma'juj, the appearance and how Isa alayhi salam's time, what will happen, etc., the details will be mentioned. Nevertheless, continuing with the story, then towards the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ نَبِّيُكُمْ لَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا, that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, should I not inform you of those who are losers with regards to their deeds? الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, those who wasted the efforts in this worldly life, and وَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِرُونَ سُنْعًا, and they thought that we have achieved this and that. And we can see the WC that is taking place, there will be one side, there will be losers, one side there will be winners. But even those winners will be losers, because they have gained nothing in this, they have only got some recognition in this world. But in a year after, there is nothing store for them. If they are kuffar, they will be doomed to hell forever and ever. So these will be losers all the time. So in this world also, this is a lesson that we should not waste our time. Whereas Allah mentioned, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, that person is, his focus is the akhirah. وَسَعَلَى سَعْيَهَا. And he makes a concerted effort for that. وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ, in another ayat, وَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Whatever insan make effort to it for, he will get that effort. So, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. The Quran says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. That person who makes a concerted effort in whines, he is a believer. فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُ مَشْكُرًا. Allah says, his effort is very appreciated by me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward that person. And continuing with the verses, the last two of verses, it is mentioned that someone came to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and complained that I have intention every night to go to sleep and wake up at Tahajjud Salah, but it seems that the sleep overpowers me. So he showed him a wazifa, and this is a tried and tested formula. And he told him that read from this ayat that kullu kana al-bahru midada li kalimati Rabbi till end of the verse bi ibadati Rabbi ahada, till these two verses. And you will see that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make some azbab and make means for you to wake up. That is why it mentions that sometimes Umar Palampuri rahmatullahi said, sometimes a person is sleeping, he has because of the strong wind, he has the door closing, or he has some noise in the roof. This is Allah Ta'ala's system, his alarm clock to wake you up. That, oh my banda, you are sleeping, but wake up, perform salah, tahajjud, engage in dua, istighfar, etc. And after the last verse, Allah mentioned very clear that for whoever desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let him do good deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِإِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا. And let him not associate any partners with me. So yeah, the ulama explained, one is shirk that we know. And the other shirk, what we call a shirk saghir or shirk khafi, the hidden shirk. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear for my ummah the shirk saghir. That, for example, man salla yura'i faqad ashraka. That person who performs salah to show off, or he fast, whatever good action he does, and to show off, to impress people, this person has committed shirk. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell certain individuals, and they will tell them, go to that you did certain actions for so and so, go and ask that person for your reward. And this will be impossible. So this shirk saghir and khafi is very, very important, that a person stays in the company of the mashayikh and adopt this. We get this inshallah ikhlas of tashiyah niyat, that everything a person does for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know on the day of Qiyamah, those three people will be called in alim. One was a mujahid, and the third a sakhi, a very generous person. All of them did good in this world. And the mujahid, the ultimate sacrifice he made, he sacrificed life, but he did all of them did this for the pleasure of other people. So that they can say, what a great alim, what a great mufassir he was, and what a sakhi, what a generous person that person was, and what a brave person that person was. But all of them will be flung headlong into the fire of hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq all the time, that we do everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Surah Maryam is mentioned, and has the, like the name is mentioned over here, the kissa of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam is mentioned, and similarly with regards to Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam, which was also mentioned in detail in the third para. After Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu salam had conceived, so people naturally now started pointing fingers. So now what did she do? She also pointed a finger. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She pointed towards Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then they told, قَالُوا كِيفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. Do you expect us to communicate with a small child that is in the cradle? With a small little child, how can he talk? But now Allah manifests His Qudrat. He says, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبُدُ اللَّهِ. That I am the servant of Allah. أَتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَأَنَنِي نَبِيًّا. Allah has given me the kitab and made me a nabi. And He has made me mubarak. Wherever I am, there will be full of blessings. وَأُصَانِي. And He has told me, and He has made incumbent upon me, that I establish salah and giving of zakat wherever, as long as I live. And وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. Ya also, Nukta is mentioned. Allah, He mentioned walidati, my mother. Yeah, the previous verses, بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Yeah, because to show that he was born without the means of a father, and he was only born through Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is, he said that I am very obedient to my mother. وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّانٌ شَقِيًّا. And He has not made me a tyrant or someone who is very, very wretched. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His Qudrat when this very young child, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, speaks. Thereafter, before Surah Taha, it is mentioned of a certain verse, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions with regards to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their good actions and those people who follow and accept it. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after says, there will come a people who will remain and succeed you. Khalf with the, on the lam, there is a jazm. That is those who are evil people. But khalaf with the zabar on the lam are regarded as good people. Yeah, the khalfiyah means evil people. What will they do? Ada'u salah. They will destroy the salah. What does he mean by destroying the salah? Yeah, like فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. That these people, they show off with regards to the salah. They're very neglectful with regards to the salah. Either they don't perform the salah at all. Or if they perform it, they perform it after its time has passed. In other words, they're making qaza. Or if they perform the salah, then there's no concentration and devotion. Just like the munafiq salah. Just up, down, touch the ground and back to town. That is their salah. وَاتَّبَعُوا شَوَاتْ. The second thing we have, وَاتَّبَعُوا شَهَوَاتْ. That they follow the whims and the fancies and the desires. That وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. Allah promises those believers that those people who fear that they will be standing in front of Allah one day and they prevent themselves from following their desires. Allah mentions, don't you look at those people, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَىٰ. Those people who have made their desires the ilah. So these people what will happen to them? فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They will be thrown into destruction. We had the Mufassirin mention, غَي is one of the names of Jahannam, or a deep river that is flowing beneath Jahannam. And that the river is with the pus of the people of Jahannam. So these people will be flung into them, into this, and this will be their predicament. And this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned very clearly. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha, and this is a very surah that we know as Umar radiallahu anhu came to the fall of Islam. Imagine, he is intending to go kill and assassinate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes, and then we know the whole waqiyah, and he goes to his sister, they are reciting the verses, Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu is teaching them, and they come to the verse, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهِ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. That saying, I am Allah, there is no deity besides me, that worship me alone, and establish salam. And this struck his heart like an arrow, and then, alhamdulillah, he accepted and came to the fall of Islam. So this was this very, very surah. And this surah mentions in detail the kisa of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, how he got nabuwat, etc. And it, Musa alayhi salam is told over here as well, when he goes, he sees al noor. What was that noor, the light? It was the veil of Allah Ta'ala's noor. He thought initially it was a fire, but when he goes there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him and tells him that I have chosen you and that you should worship none besides me and establish salam. Here also an important point, that aqim salat al-dhikri, Allah says establish salah for my remembrance. But in that salah, we are told to read durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, remember me, don't forget my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so to say that the salah of ours, there's so much of faults, so much of inattention, so much of ghaflat, that the barakah of the salah inshallah will be presented and inshallah it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter the qissa is mentioned of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. He asked, oh Musa, what is in your hand? And he says, قَالَ يَا عَصَايْ. That was sufficient. He could have just said that is a stick. But now he found the opportunity of conversing. Like a person has a beloved. Now he doesn't want to speak one, two statements. He wants to lengthen that conversation. So he started saying that I got this asa of mine. And then I do this with this stick and I do with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to impress upon Musa that nothing belongs to you. Throw it. And then you'll see what will happen. And thereafter the miracle is mentioned. He throws it onto the ground. It becomes a slithering snake, going very, very fast. And he tells Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ خُزْهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. That grab it, do not fear. We will soon return it to his former state. Thereafter the second miracle is mentioned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, take your hand, put it under your armpit, and it will emerge shining very, very white and shining very, very brightly. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the when Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam is asked by Fir'aun, فَمَا رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَىٰ. Who is your Lord? They said, قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَىٰ. Our Lord and our Rabb is that being who has created everything, given it its form, and has guided it. In other words, each and everything, every living thing, whether it is the animals, the birds, or the insects, or human beings, everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. They do not go to any university now to earn a degree, how to earn food, how to look for food, earn rozi, etc. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on a course and guided it, and everything is traveling on its fixed course. So this is the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah says, from this earth we have created you, and back into this earth you will return, and once again you will be resurrected from this earth. It is sunnah also when a person attends the janazah, when the person now, the planks are replaced, etc., before the space of sand can be thrown into, then a person should take heaps of sand, three heaps of sand, and should throw it and say with the first one, مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, with the second heap, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and the third heap, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. On this point also, Malan Yusuf Kandali Rahmatullahi said, that when a person comes back from the first sajda, think that he's on the ground, then you should think, oh Allah, I'm created from this earth. Then he goes back for the second sajda, وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, again I'm going to return. And when he comes back from the second sajda, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. So this a person will get that concentration, and then he will enjoy the salah, and he will think of the akhir of qabr also in that salah. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned of the Musa alayhi salam, how he defeated the Fir'aun and his army and the magicians, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had drowned Fir'aun in the sea. And also after that, Allah mentioned in great detail the disobedience of the people of the Bani Israel. The last verse we will mention, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ عَيْشَةً ضَنْكَ. That those people who turn away from my zikr, zikr could be remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it means that my remembrance means my itaat, my obedience, my commandments, that those people who turn away from it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause a very constrained life for them, very difficult life for them. In this life they will find difficulties, ups and downs, how the poets are very beautifully, that a little while of lazzat, enjoyment, hamesha ka nadamat, then a perpetual nadamat and regret, this person will get involved in. Lazzat arzi mili, little while of enjoyment he gets, is that daimi gai, that is that he was enjoying is gone. Ye hai guna ka atharat aur nahusat ya rahat zindagi gai, that because of sins your rahat, that chain, that sukoon that you are enjoying, this goes away because of sins. So Allah says, wa nahshuru yawmal qiyamati a'ma, these people will be raised up blind. They will say, oh Allah, why did you raise us blind? Whereas in this world we used to see. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ, Allah says, yes, let it be in that way. Why? Because our signs came to you. Whether it was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it was the Quran al-Kareem, whether it is our mashayikh, whether it is the bayans that are taking place. All these are nasihat and fanasita, all these are signs. But you forgot it, you turn a blind eye to it, you don't want to even take heed to it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى, just as you forgot everything, today you will be forgotten. Allah make us among those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, and be in His obedience, so that we also will not be forgotten on the day of Qiyamah, inshaAllah. Ameen.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا. قالوا, وما رياض الجنة؟ قال, حلق الذكر. رواه الترمذي. نبي صلى الله